Do you remember?
Listen and repeat.
Number one.
Hi, I'm Annie Day. He's Ted Lee. My dog's name is Digger.
We're making dinner. We're going to have spaghetti.
Yum! My favorite!
Number two.
I'm 14.
I'm 14 too.
Smells good.
Number three.
We like playing video games.
I want to program computers. Annie wants to be an engineer.
Number four.
Monkeys and giraffes are my favorite animals.
I like dolphins.
I like dogs.
Number five.
Ted swims really well.
I love to swim. I'm going to go to the beach in the summer.
Number six.
I like to ski. I went skiing in the winter.
Annie skis really well.
Number seven.
Our friends are here. Is it time to eat?
Well, we cooked the spaghetti, made the salad, and set the table. Yes, let's eat.
Number eight.
Try some.
It's delicious. Study English with us and have fun.
Classroom language.
Listen and repeat.
Please number your papers from 1 to 5. We're going to have a spelling test. Joe, will you turn on the CD player, please? Go to track 10.
Okay. What's the homework assignment for tomorrow?
Do page 3 in your workbook. We're going on a field trip on Friday. Please ask your parents to sign your permission form.
Where are we going?
The History Museum. Annie, please stay after class and finish your homework.
Okay, Ms. Apple.
Have a good weekend, class. Don't forget, your projects are due on Monday.
Bye, Ms. Apple.
Unit 1, page 1. In Old Sunnyville. Conversation time.
A. Listen and repeat. Point to the speakers, then listen again.
Number 1.
Good morning, Sunnyville Museum. How can I help you?
Number 2.
Hi, what are your hours?
We're open from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Number 3.
Are you open on Sundays?
Yes, we're open daily except on holidays.
Number 4.
How much does it cost to get in?
It's $3 for adults and $2 for children. Children under 5 are free.
Number 5.
Does that include the special photo exhibit of Old Sunnyville?
Yes, it does. Tours are at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
Number 6.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Now listen again.
Good morning, Sunnyville Museum. How can I help you?
Hi, what are your hours?
We're open from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Are you open on Sundays?
Yes, we're open daily, except on holidays.
How much does it cost to get in?
It's $3 for adults and $2 for children. Children under 5 are free.
Does that include the special photo exhibit of Old Sunnyville?
Yes, it does. Tours are at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Unit 1, page 2. Word time.
A. Listen and repeat.
Number 1.
School.
Number 2.
Library.
Number 3.
Barbershop.
Number 4.
Bank.
Number 5.
Hotel.
Number 6.
Train station.
Number 7.
Post office.
Number 8.
Sidewalk.
Number 9.
Bridge.
Number 10.
Theater.
C. Listen and point.
Bank.
Sidewalk.
Post office.
School.
Bridge.
Library.
Theater.
Hotel.
Barbershop.
Train station.
Now, listen and point to the speakers.
Are you open on Sundays?
Yes, I'm open from 7 to 10.
Good. I need a haircut.
Dad, can we see the show?
Sure. How much does it cost to get in?
It's $1 for adults. Children are free.
Let me help you, Ms. Lark.
Thanks. Be careful. They're heavy.
No problem.
Unit 1, page 3. Focus time.
A. Listen and repeat.
Number 1.
Beside.
Number 2.
Behind.
Number 3.
Across from.
Number 4.
In front of.
Number 5.
Near.
Number 6.
Above.
B. Listen and repeat.
Was there a library beside the post office?
Yes, there was.
Was there a library beside the post office?
No, there wasn't.
C. Look at page 2. Listen and point.
Was there a bridge beside the school?
No, there wasn't.
Was there a theater across from the library?
Yes, there was.
Was there a train station behind the hotel?
Yes, there was.
Unit 1, page 4. Practice time.
A. Listen and repeat. Then practice with a partner.
Was there a bank near the school?
Yes, there was.
Number 1.
Was there a school beside the library?
Yes, there was.
Number 2.
Was there a train station behind the hotel?
Yes, there was.
Number 3.
Was there a sidewalk in front of the bridge?
No, there wasn't.
Number 4.
Was there a barber shop near the post office?
Yes, there was.
Number 5.
Was there a school across from the hotel?
No, there wasn't.
Number 6.
Was there a bank above the library?
No, there wasn't.
Number 7.
Was there a hotel above the barbershop?
Yes, there was.
Number 8.
Was there a sidewalk behind the theater?
No, there wasn't.
C. Listen and chant. Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Was there a theater beside the school?
Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Was there a barbershop beside the school?
Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Was there a post office near the bank?
Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Was there a train station near the bank?
Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Was there a library across from the bridge?
Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Was there a hotel across from the bridge?
Yes, there was. No, there wasn't.
Now it's your turn. Unit 1, page 5. Reading time.
A. Listen and read along.
Ice cream in America. Who invented ice cream? We don't know, but ice cream has a long history in the United States. In 1843, Nancy Johnson invented the first ice cream churn. The first ice cream factory opened in Baltimore in 1851. A man in St. Louis made the first ice cream cone in 1896. Ice cream is now one of America's favorite desserts. The first ice cream shop opened in New York in 1876. Now there is an ice cream shop in every town, and you can buy ice cream at every grocery store. You can find a lot of flavors, from tomato to pickle. America's favorite flavors are vanilla and chocolate. What's your favorite?
New words.
Invent. History. First. Churn. Factory. Cone. Every. A lot of. Flavor. Vanilla.
B. Listen and circle true or false.
Number 1.
We know who invented ice cream.
We know who invented ice cream.
Number 2.
The first ice cream churn was invented in 1846.
The first ice cream churn was invented in 1846.
Number 3.
The first ice cream shop opened in New York.
The first ice cream shop opened in New York.
Number 4.
Americans don't like vanilla ice cream.
Americans don't like vanilla ice cream.
Unit 1, page 6. Your time.
A. Listen and answer the questions.
Number 1.
Is there a library near your house?
Is there a library near your house?
Number 2.
Is there a library near your school?
Is there a library near your school?
Number 3.
Is there a theater beside your house?
Is there a theater beside your house?
Number 4.
Is there a bank across from your school?
Is there a bank across from your school?